little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Have you thought about how are you going to grab earlier?
Yes.
Right. So let them come in again and grab the and have a go for the list earlier, all right?
You're going to have to be stronger.
With a proviso that there needs to be a politeness with the grab. So it is a, would you just mind, as opposed to grabbing it and then saying something. You've got to kind of, you've got to signpost that you're doing it to get permission.
Okay.
With just to avoid offending anybody.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, Dory.
You're right, ladies.
I'm okay. A bit cold. Cold. Yes.
You're right.
It's my nails, isn't it?
Yes. No. But all of these problems. Poor old. Look. Listen. There's loads going on.
I've got this dreadful wart
and my nails are yellow and horrible.
And I'm really worried.
Would you mind if I look at the list, please? Yeah. Because it looks like you've got a lot of things.
Well, there is. Yes.
Can I have a look? And see which one is.
You can. Yeah, I mean,
because we need to see what all the problems you have, and then see how much I can do today. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, I mean, I think there's three things to talk about here.
Yeah, we got nails here. We got a wart here. We got memory issues here.
I don't know why they're worried about their memory though.
Oh, Charles, that's not right. Is it? I mean, the other day you left the gas on.
It's just not causing me any trouble at all.
She doesn't even remember, Doctor. Right, this is a real problem. I'm really worried.
Right, okay. So you're more worried about your mum's memory, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm not worried, and my friends aren't worried. Has anyone said anything to you then?
You know, it's not just that, is it? It's not just the gas. There's been all sorts of things going on, and I know you don't mind talking about
it. Right, good. Is it okay if we discuss about your memory today, yeah? And then I'll see you again.
Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, I'm most troubled by the wart, to be honest, but right. I don't mind. I've got all the time in the world. I'd love to come again.
Right, okay, I'll look at the wart if you want. Right.
And those nails. Don't forget those nails.
Yeah,
Mrs. Bridget, she said that...
Well, yeah,
just pause. You're doing brilliant.
Great acting.
Seriously, you got further though.
Sorry, yeah,
you got further the second time. So you did. You got the list. That
I got
was the
list.
Key thing. Okay, but I think you probably there's still something to look. What about a slightly more structured debrief here, Tiri? Say what you're trying, what's working, and where you're still struggling. Then we'll hear from Ben and Keith. Then we'll hear if anyone in the group's got anything to add. Yeah, is that okay? And then you can have a think about whether you know what to, if you do, we do it a third time and you can pick up some thoughts, yeah?
I'm trying to kind of, finding it difficult to stop patient when they keep talking, because I don't want to kind of upset patient or come across as rude, so I'll try not to interrupt, but if they keep going on and on then.
Yeah.
So I think it's okay to signpost that they can talk amongst themselves while you're having a look at the list. So whilst you're having a wee chat together about what's most important, would it be okay if I just have a look at the list so I can get a feel for what's going on here? It would be helpful to me to be able to start to prioritise what these problems are that you've got. It felt comfortable that you were taking that list.
Is that, did your character, have we given your character a name?
Elspeth. It did the first time that kind of had your list wasn't strong enough.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or the second time there was more nice strength, not, you know.
Yeah,
not
well,
give,
that's
not
the key,
me,
isn't it? So,
but a bit more of a, hang on, wait, I really want to help you. Let's see if we can work out which one's important. Mm-hmm. Let me see which one's important, perhaps.
Is
but yeah, the strength meant that you got the list the second time. Yeah.
Yep, I know, you've got that's something. And take a breath there.
I suppose you could kind of just try and politely interrupt and just kind of say, just point out, you know, we've just got kind of 10 minutes today. Would it be okay if I could just actually have a look at that list and just see if I can, you know, prioritise or see what we can actually get through today?
Right, okay.
Mm. With all these... Sorry, because I should... are you okay?
I just had one suggestion, so I just wonder if maybe a statement of showing a little bit of concern or empathy at the beginning
might just help to establish a little bit of rapport. So just say, oh gosh, it sounds like you've been having a difficult time. Oh, I can see you've been worried about your mum. Something along those lines, and then sort of go into the...
Well, I think that's right, because the principles are quite easy to do in exactly that order with the simple story of the cough. And a lot of straightforward presentations need much more flexible interpretation in these more complex situations. Mm. Adequate knowledge, acknowledgement comes when, you know, their emotions have had... There's been some touch-and-go comment, and there's been an acknowledgement. You can do them in the other order.
Mm. Yeah, no, yeah, that's right, yeah.
You know, I have to present them in an order to a large audience.
Yeah. But it's just whenever it feels natural to say it at the right time. Yeah.
Thank you.
That flexible order is really helpful, actually, and where the emotion is visible and the complexity is visible. It looks as if things are quite difficult. Things are quite a bit of a muddle here. There's a lot going on here, and it would be helpful for me to try and step in and try and help you guys prioritise. So you're not hijacking, you're not taking over. You're seizing an opportunity to be more involved in that decision-making, which is clearly difficult with this couple, isn't it?
Mm. There are two quite specific points. I think, all of the things being equal, separating the discovery of the list from a comment about prioritising it as two wholly separate things might be less risky to report. And the second thing is, I did just wonder, in the original presentation, you got a lot of talk about the wars and the fingers. But my view is, if something's on show, get hold of it and get your eyes on it straight away. I said, well, it's the fingers, right? Let's have a quick look at those fingers. And there's a wall. Let's have a quick look at the wall. And you cut the story out. Oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Right. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And then a couple of minutes at the end, we'll be able to deal with those, but let's get down to this big thing. Do you see where I'm coming from? Basically, if something's dermatological, then get hold of it. Broadly speaking, unless it's covered with lots of clothing. The elbow, I guess, might have been, but it isn't here. So, because it's not attending to the actual lesion that caused your time management problem. It was allowing the person to talk about it, which are not quite the same thing, yeah? And if you grab hold of it, you might actually cut the space out. You know, the narrative might not be needed. It's an obvious acknowledgement, isn't it? If you're saying, fingernails, let's have a look. All right, yeah, I know what that is. Yeah, and what else was it, the wall? Yeah, I've seen one of those. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but you get my point.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do that, don't we? You know, and actually, people, I mean, you're role-playing exactly right, you know. This woman would be trying to, even while the daughter was talking, yeah. That's exactly it, isn't it? It's allowing her to talk about the lesions that was the problem in the original setting. Is that right?
She came in tights and shoes.
Yeah. What were the two things? There was the wart.
And
nails. And the
nails. Toenails.
Oh, with the toenails. Yeah. Yeah, see, they didn't have this problem. Maybe we should go back to white coats, because the traditional outpatients, the nurse would get a patient undressed and the doctor would flip between. Should do.
That would save a lot of time.
Well, we might have to go back to that.
In and out of each
timing so tight, mightn't we? Maybe that's what the physician's associates can do. So that is a bit of a problem, isn't it? Was either of them on the show? Was the wart a bit nearer the surface?
What is here? So I can see that. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder how you could subvert that then. So it looks like show me the wart. Okay. Yeah. Right. I can see the. Okay. I can see the. Yeah. No. Okay. Well, I know what that is. And the nails should be quite. You know, we'll just get you undressed in a second. I'll be able to take a quick look at the nails. I'm sure I'll be able to identify what's going on there. This other one's a bit more serious, isn't it? Let's talk about that for a minute. Do you know what I'm saying? That something along those lines. We need. You know, they need to feel that the daughter needs to know that you've got it and will address it. And your goal is to achieve that with a minimum, so that she doesn't have to deliver this long spiel. Yeah.
But I don't know how many problems she has.
No. You've got to grab the list first.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, after the list.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying you've got the list. Okay. So, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then you can say, okay, well, there's three things. So, am I right? There's three things on the list. There's the wart. Okay. Oh, yeah. I can see the wart. Yeah, I know what that is. And then toenails. Well, that'll be. You know, I'll be able to see that pretty easily. This third one looks a bit more. Do you know what I mean? Once you've got the list, you can sort of chair the meeting a bit assertively.
Okay.
But would you, despite the list being there, and you have overtly that potential could be all the
some of the concern, yeah.
So you still probably need to ask the some
always.
Of the concern question.
Yeah.
To,
always. Thank you, Keith. Good point. What do you think, Terry? I mean, the thing is, you know, don't be afraid, because Ben isn't going to be offended by whatever you've got. within quite wide limits by whatever you do. The daughter might be, but Ben won't be. Do you know what I mean? Try, don't worry, just experiment. The
limits are fairly wide.
Yeah. Just, you know, experiment and being quite assertive. And if it doesn't work, you know, we'll just regroup and you can have another go. Right. So are you ready to... Have you got some thoughts from what everybody's said? Have you settled in your own mind what you're going to try this time?
Right, yeah.
Yeah? Shall we send them out and get them back in again?
Come on, Elspeth, can you come?
Thanks.
Hello, Doctor. Thank you. Oh, you sit yourself down. Oh, it's all for
cold. This is Elspeth, Doctor.
This is Elspeth.
Oh, I'm shouting.
Are you all right, darling? You're all right. It's very cold.
Is he lovely?
Oh,
he's quite a nice. Yeah, now listen, if we've got to concentrate, because there's lots to do.
Mrs. Smith, and you are daughter, right?
Yes, that's right. My name's Sharon. Right, you're listening. Okay. Mrs. Smith, Elspeth here has got this.
I don't know what that is.
She's itching it all the time.
I've got my nails as well.
I'm just going to add, because I was expecting the list to be on show.
Oh, sorry, it hasn't come out yet. Yeah, and what was the other things? Gosh, yes, and then there was the nails. Nails are all yellow and they're scratchy and sore.
Thanks for bringing your mum, and it looks like you've got a lot of things to discuss today. Would you mind if I look at the list?
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah. And then that one there, look, because between you and me, I don't think the memory is very good.
Well, I don't think there's an issue.
You left the gas on the other day, didn't you?
You wouldn't know there was no harm.
Can I just check with you, what problems we have today to discuss? So we have discolored nails here, and we have wart on the elbow, and we have some memory issues to discuss. Is there anything, do you have any other concerns to discuss today?
Well, no. No, I think there's enough there, isn't there?
Well, nail's been going on for a couple of years now.
Right, can I look at the wart first? Okay, we can deal with that. And you've got a problem with the nail.
Yeah, it's all wrapped up in this. I've got my tights on, I've got my shoes on.
The nails. Is it okay if I ask about memory now?
Well, I don't see it being a problem, really.
Well, now, Doctor, this is really my, I'm really quite worried by that.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Well, I think it's fine. I'm going to suggest you pause there because it seems to me that you've done some significant new stuff there.
Yeah.
Because you've clarified the agenda, you've found and agreed with the important age and what the most important issue is, and you've begun to work on addressing it, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so come out of role and another debrief theory. Tell us, what happened there, how far did you get? Have you still got any, what did you like? And have you got any unresolved questions?
I think getting list is helpful, and this time I didn't feel didn't feel uncomfortable taking the list when I said, it looks like we have a lot of things to discuss today. Thanks for coming in. And I managed to look at the wart.
Yeah.
And it looks like patient has got her own agenda, and then daughter is worried about memory.
Well, you were broadsided a little bit by the list not being on show to start off with, and I think which made it potentially a little bit more difficult. An acknowledgement of the pickle that we're in together, that we've not got an agreement about where the priorities lie, allows you to come in and say, okay, I can see that there is a bit of disagreement here, isn't there? Would it be okay if I get a feel for what could be the most important issue today from this list, and maybe you could tell me yourselves which ones you'd like to focus on? And was there something else that you think that we'd like to discuss today?
Yes, quick, I'm not going to say any more, which is unusual for me. But please feel free if you've got something else to suggest. In terms of observation,
I thought it was much better this time. Definitely. I just wonder if there were slightly more complicated issues that you felt you couldn't deal with all three today. Then sometimes saying something like basically sort of showing them that you're interested in what they're saying, but saying that we may not be able to do each of these problems justice today because we unfortunately only have a short time slot booked. So perhaps if we could work out which of those are more worrying to you, important to you, and I could do the same, and then we can maybe deal with one or two of those today, and then perhaps bring your mum back later on, or end of the surgery, or whatever, however you want to do it. I guess it's in this case because they're simple things, you could maybe deal with them, but if it was like she's having PR bleeding and other kind of, you know, worrying things that you felt you couldn't deal with them all today, maybe taking that approach might be helpful.
Yeah, well, you provoked me into saying something there, which is good. It's a good. Well, just following that up, when you're virtually certain to have to review one or more of the things anyway, then that sort of de-escalates the whole, I'll need to bring, you know, we can't deal with everything today, because you can instead say, with this memory thing, we'll make a start tomorrow, definitely going to need to see her again. So if we don't get everything else done today, not to worry, we'll be seeing you again quite soon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it's not, I'm sorry, we can't do all that today. It's rather more positive. She's going to need two for this anyway.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.